Where are you from?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay. The South. Do you like country music?
Mm-hmm.
Butler University students are working with residents who have dementia and Alzheimer's at an assisted living facility.
Did you like Elvis?
Yeah, I liked him, but I didn't like all that twisting he always did.
They're crafting a personalized therapeutic tool, a music playlist. Miss Bessie Mays lives in American Village in Indianapolis. Her playlist will be unique to her, with tunes from when she was in her late teens and early 20s, the most musically influential time in a person's life. And it will be on a small iPod that she can listen to whenever she wants.
Like Elvis Presley and blues. My grandmother could take a guitar and play it all evening. And play, wouldn't play the same piece either.
Using music as part of care in nursing homes is not new. Memory care specialist at American Village, Kyla Weir, says music already reverberates in the halls of the unit where all residents have been diagnosed with some form of dementia, a condition that has no cure.
And as soon as they're in that area to where they can hear that music, pretty much, I would say, 80 to 90% of the time, it calms them in some way. Either the tearfulness stops, the sobbing stops, the screaming stops, one way or another. It's de-escalated the situation.
The idea for the research project came about when two Butler professors developed a neuromusic group to study the effects of personalized music playlists for patients with dementia. They've already completed two studies, and both show positive calming effects, but both projects were only 3 months, not long enough to document changes in treatment. The study at American Village will be 9 months. It's funded with a $600,000 grant from the Indiana State Department of Health. The Butler Project will then expand to two other nursing homes, with a goal of reaching up to 500 patients. I met with Butler music professor Tim Brimmer at a coffee shop near his home north of Indianapolis. He says the idea is to use a more personalized music set instead of relying on pharmaceuticals.
What we're interested in is during the time when they are most susceptible, can we help them by playing the perfect music that matches their memories, their connections to whatever they had in their youth?
He demonstrates by making a playlist for me and explains how it affects the brain.
We associate mood with sounds, and it happens before birth that we're trying to look for how we choose to feel as these pieces are popping in to our ears.
Studies have shown music can shift mood, manage stressful situations, stimulate positive interactions, and help cognitive function. And experts agree music therapy is more effective when it's personal.
I don't know.
You don't know?
At American Village, Kyla Weir sits in on an interview with Fred Rising Moore.
Canadian.
Did you listen to him when you were younger?
Fred's connection with music runs deep.
Lake Waterbury. I'm 99 years old.
He's actually 101, and Leif Waterbury was his yodeling mentor.
She taught me to yodel, yodel-yodie. She taught me to yodel, yodel.
Moore's playlist will be unlike any others, and that's the point.
Together we'll yodel to make the rafters ring.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.
La 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 dee, hi yo ye yo, la 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 dee, la 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 yo lady doo, hi lady yo lo lady yo lo, la 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 dee, la 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 dee, la 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 dee, hi lady yo lo lady yo lo, la 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 dee, hi lady yo lo lady yo lady.